With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom says California's controversial redistricting plan will go to a vote of the people in November.
Passing Newsom's Proposition 50 could be bad for California businesses.
If somehow this was successful and there's five more Democrat seats in California, it's not going to be helpful to business.
That's Robert Lapsley, president of the California Business Roundtable.
The progressive agenda is not helpful to growing jobs and strengthening our economy. If they're going to overturn the will of the people in making these reforms, then it's going to hurt business even more.
Larry Marino in Sacramento.
As lawmakers return to Washington following the August recess, they'll have to find a way to make more numerous log jams as government shutdown looms. The annual spending battle will most likely dominate the entire September agenda. Correspondent Julie Walker reports the latest on the war in Gaza.
Israel killed a longtime spokesperson for Hamas, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He spoke at a security cabinet meeting discussing the expanding offensive in some of Gaza's most populated areas. There were no plans to discuss ceasefire negotiations, according to an official who spoke on condition of anonymity. Netanyahu also said the remains of two Israeli hostages, Idan Shtivi and Ilan Weiss, were recently recovered. The Israeli military believes 20 hostages are still alive. I'm Julie Walker.
Grand jury indicting two civilian workers on charges they caused the Navy to provide the Hawaii Department of Health with false information that about jet fuel that spilled from a Pearl Harbor storage facility before it later seeped into drinking water. This is SRN News. Well, most transgender Americans are very young.
Some critics of transgenderism have suggested it's really just kind of a fad, and a new study from the Williams Institute at UCLA might support that idea. According to the research, 75% of all Americans who claim to be transgender are under the age of 35, and most of them are actually teenagers. Meanwhile, about 25% of Generation Z, people ages 13 to 28, identify as LGBT. Percentages drop sharply in older generations.
Several Florida cities facing deadlines in the coming days to paint over or remove rainbow crosswalks, brightly colored street crossings meant to celebrate gay pride. In letters from the state transportation department, communities are being ordered to remove them by early next month. In July, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy gave governors 60 days to identify safety improvements. This is SRN News. But Deputy White House Communications Director Alex Pfeiffer says the crime rate has become so bad in D.C., it's actually higher than in some notorious foreign cities.
In fact, in 2023, I think this is kind of an interesting stat, D.C. had roughly the same murder rate as Trinidad and Tobago. The State Department tells Americans to reconsider travel to Trinidad and Tobago because of crime. It's one of the nations that they're like, eh, you shouldn't travel to. Or a capital is but roughly the same murder rate.
Pfeiffer says the average American may not realize just how out of control crime is in D.C.
D.C. last year, the police, they posted on their social media, you know, tips to avoid carjacking. And it was like, drive in the middle lane. When you're driving, make sure your car doors are locked. I mean, that's dystopian. If the Capitol Police is to tell residents driving tips to avoid carjacking, that's something you'd expect in, you know, Mogadishu.
More details at SRNnews.com.